Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, to serve as his incoming White House press secretary.
Leavitt, a New Hampshire native, is viewed as a camera-ready advocate who's already been aggressively defending Trump in televised appearances. She worked in the White House press office during Trump's first term in office.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn. Leaders of Pacific Rim countries, including the U.S. and China, have gathered in Peru for an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. President Biden among those attending.
I truly believe cooperation of our countries will be the foundation to peace and stability in Indo-Pacific for many years to come.
This is the first major global summit since U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's election victory. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in January.
We will probably start our work on January 20th on the president's January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the tax cut bill from 2017.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says that Israel continues its airstrikes against the terrorist group Hezbollah to try and convince Hezbollah to accept a secure buffer zone in southern Lebanon as part of any upcoming ceasefire.
And so right now, these bombings are little messages to convince Hezbollah that Israel still has the upper hand. And if they want this war to stop, that's going to be the condition.
Hezbollah currently positioned in southern Lebanon and using it to launch its rockets at Israel. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers may be cheering the recent election victories involving their causes and candidates, but they're short of cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his return to the White House next year. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by Biden could also be repealed. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a bullet has struck a Southwest Airlines plane at a Dallas airport.
A bullet struck a Southwest Airlines airplane preparing for departure from Dallas Love Field Airport. The airline says no injuries were reported and law enforcement was contacted after the bullet hit the right side of the aircraft just under the flight deck around 8:30 Friday night. The FAA says the Boeing 737-800 was struck by gunfire near the cockpit while taxiing before the flight to Indianapolis International Airport. The airline says it provided another flight for passengers and the aircraft was taken out of service. The airport says the runway was temporarily closed. I'm Julie Walker.
No knockouts, but it was a hard-fought battle as internet sensation Jake Paul managed to win over boxing legend Mike Tyson in last night's Netflix extravaganza. This is SRN News.